as far as the injuries go, Philip Gaines and Chris Owens had the collision there at the end of the game. Philip has a concussion, should be okay. He was feeling better last night by the time we got back. Chris Owens caught his knee pretty good there with a bone bruise and his lateral collateral ligament there was sprained. So he's pretty sore today. We'll just have to see how he does down the stretch here. Cyrus Gray fractured his hand, and they casted it up, and we'll just see how that goes. Potential surgery, or just leaving the cast on. There are a couple options there, both of which he could come back relatively quick on, so and be ready to go. And really that, for the most part, that's really it. Donnie Avery's doing better, although he had the surgery, but he feels good, and we'll just see how that the time goes on that. Normally those are, 6 week type injuries. And then Eric Berry's making progress. So I appreciate the way the guys battled in the game, although it obviously isn't and wasn't good enough. The thing that I take from that is it's very hard to teach physical football. We were playing, if not one of the most physical teams in the National Football League. It's very hard to teach that. And so you can build off of that right there as a foundation as we go forward here. And that's an important ingredient to take into this bye week. And then we've got to work on some of the execution situations that we had, and we'll get that fixed, and some of the base fundamentals. We got to keep working on those things and to get ourselves better. But again, those are things that you can change and get better at. Again, the heart of a football team, that's a tough thing to, if you don't have that, that's a tough thing to build. So time of possession, I thought, was a big factor in this game, in particular first half. If you compare first half to second half, we were able to maintain the football a little bit better in the first half than we did the second half. And a couple of the penalties that normally just don't happen with special teams had a little bit of an effect on that, just as far as another potential offensive series and or time with that second penalty. So, but given the opportunities when you have the football in your hand from an offensive standpoint, you've got to sustain drives, in particular as you get into that latter part of the third quarter and fourth quarter there. You've got to make sure that when you've got the ball, you keep the ball and you keep your drives going. And that's where some of our execution can be better right there. And like I said, it will. We're gonna get that thing right, and as we go down the stretch here. So it's important that we step back here, and as coaches, we evaluate what we're doing, look in the mirror first at what we're doing, making sure we're putting the players in the best position to make plays. It's important that the players they're gonna get a little time off here, that they use it wisely and rest up and get them, so we've got a couple of nicks and bruises, make sure we get those cleaned up. And so when they come back on Monday, that they're ready to go. And that's when they'll reconvene here. So, and before I turn it over to you here, congratulations to the Royals. That's a definite positive in this whole weekend here. So, we're very proud of them and the job they're doing, and support them as they take that next step in the playoffs, and know they're going to do a great job. So, time's yours.
Andy, in the second half, Jamal only had 4 carries. It seemed like he was really running well in the first half.
Really, and I know you look at this stuff, so I'll detail it for you a little bit. But for this, we only had a few series that half. So in series 6, that was the beginning series. We did pretty good with that drive, and it was fairly short. I mean, that was a fairly short series. We only had 15 plays in the second half, so there wasn't a lot done there. Then we came back and we had a couple carries for him that next series, and we didn't, you know, they were just kind of okay. We probably didn't block it up as well as we needed to. And really that seventh, it ended up being the seventh series in there. That's where he didn't get any carries. We were moving the ball okay, but we didn't, probably should have given him more opportunities right there. And then really, you know, the rest of that was two plays in the 2 minute, and we were kind of out of it right there. So, but we could have done a better job in that one series, that seven series. We could have done a better job of giving him more carries, and a better opportunity. In particular, the third, I mean, when I say look in the mirror, that third and one, you know, if I had to do it all over again, I and this is hindsight, but I'd probably come back and hand it to him and give him an opportunity there to make that play.
You referred to the 49ers as one of the most physical football teams. In your mind, how do you define a physical football team? What makes a team more physical than another?
Well, you know by what you see on tape and their ability to play up front and how they go about their business up there, how they tackle. You know, so those are all things that are kind of ingredients to it, how they sustain that through four quarters. Yeah.
You talk about what taking this as a learning moment for your team on being tough, physical. Is that simply from having it happen to them, or is there anything at this point in the team development you can do that in practice ready to develop?
No, I was saying that we matched them physically. I'm not saying that's one of the strengths I think of our football team right now is that we're physical and we're a tough team. There are some things fundamentally in our execution that we can do better, and in basic fundamentals, techniques that we can do better. But I think one of our strengths is right now is that other part of them. But we got to clean up a couple things in the execution part.
You mentioned third down, sustaining drives. What happened on third down as the game went on? You guys started off really well, and it kind of trailed on.
Yeah, two times. Yeah, so there were two snaps. We ended up winning that battle as far as the third downs go, but if you're keeping stats, which I'm not big on because the last two were the two most important ones. So, you know, we missed out on them. You know, we had a third and four, and we you know, had Harris running across the field, and we missed him there a little bit by an inch or so, right, close throw. And then the third and one, we lost out on that one. So.
You had 11 third down plays, and they were all passes, no matter if it was third and one or third and long in there, real long in there somewhere. Was that because of the defense you were facing, or was that because of something you saw?
Yeah, well, that's what it, you know. We thought we had an opportunity there, you know, to throw the ball. You know, like I said, the last third and one there, we could have gone either way with that, and I probably should have run the ball as we're sitting here. But we thought it turned out. Listen, we did fairly well on third down. So I mean, it was the last two stinkers. Oh man, that got us. So.
Is there some things? Too much Jamal at times. I mean, because it seems like obviously you didn't get the ball enough to him then. You didn't get enough to him in the Tennessee game. And those are two games in which you lost.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Listen. There's that chance. I think sometimes the numbers and how games play out and you know things work out. Sometimes that's how it goes. But you're playing against a pretty good defense too. You know, on top of that, you got to give them a little credit on that.
Early in the season, there was a lot of talk. There wasn't a lot of continuity there. What have you seen from their development?
Yeah, they're. Listen, we still have room to improve, so I'm saying that with this, but they've done some nice things with, like I said, with plenty of room to improve. So, but they're playing. They're playing as a unit. They're taking pride in their job. That's what I tell you.
Is there improvement evidence in the fact that Alex is certainly not running as much as he had been? I mean, this game was just one time, I think.
Yeah, there was one. Well, there were really two. He came out on the one when he threw it to 84 also. Then he had the one scramble for 4 yards or whatever it was. But I would say, yeah, I think the way I see it is their communication up front is better. And, you know, we play some pretty decent defenses here over the last few weeks. And they've thrown coming into it, knowing that we've got guys kind of piecemealed in there at some positions. They've thrown some things at us, and I've seen our guys be able to pick those up better as time has gone on here. So, I think that would be one reason to say that they're getting better.
A couple more.
But there was a play by D Ford yesterday that's kind of making its way around. I don't know. I'm sure you've seen it where it looked like he was going to get Gordon, and all of a sudden he peels off and runs kind of away from the.
Yeah, I think he probably thought it was a play action there. It looks that's the way it looked. So. I haven't had a chance to talk to him on that one, but I know it probably didn't look the best. But listen, he did some good things too. He'll look back on that one day, and I'm sure say the same thing you're saying. What was I doing? So, but
how much of that is Rodney Hudson, and what have you seen from him?
Sure. Rodney's kind of the he's in charge of that group and. Takes a lot of pride in that, and he's the steady force in that group. So he's playing good football, and I'm saying all these things, telling you that we can get and we will get better. But he's doing a nice job there.
5 weeks in, how do you rate how the special teams have looked? It seems like last year a little up, down, a little up.
Yeah, that's probably accurate. We anytime somebody goes down, you bring those core guys up to your offense and defense, and so Dave's got guys that were piecemealing in there, and then the continuity is huge on special teams, and we start that in the OTA. So without making excuses for it, but that's sometimes that shows a bit. There've been some good things too. We've got to get everybody playing together and doing a better job there.
Last three will go Bob, TJ, and then Nick.
The 12th man, was that a miscommunication? Was that
it's my
freeze?
It's my fault. I've got to count it and make sure that we've got the right number on the field. And
well, that's afterwards. Why did the next guy run on the field?
That's my fault. I'll leave it at that, Bob.
TJ?
Against Frank Gore, he's obviously one of the more physical running backs in the NFL. How do you feel like you did in general? Is that just like a one-time thing because, he is the kind of runner that he is?
Well, no, listen, he did a nice job. You got to give him credit. I would tell you, on our side, we did a pretty good job of sacking their quarterback. There's a give and take, and we put ourselves in position possibly to have three interceptions. We've got to take care of that business there and make sure that we come down with the football in those situations. But Frank had a good day, and I don't think that was the overall reason for the outcome of the game. We had opportunities. We got to take care of. There are certain things we got to make sure we take care of.
Last one, Nick.
Andy, on going back to your third downs, you guys started out strong, 5 for 5, and then after that you guys went 1 for 6, converted a 3rd and 9, but the others were 3rd and manageable, and in the second half you only had 17 plays because of it. How do you guys approach maybe either self-scouting or kind of looking at some things to where they can execute and finish in the second half being so good football team?
We need to take care of that. So the 15 plays that we had in the second half, we got to make sure that you take advantage of all of those. And then in order to extend drives, if you're in a third down situation, you've got to make them. I thought really the last two were the two primary ones that put us in a bad position down the stretch of the game. I've got to make sure that I'm dialing up the right things at those times. And then if they are the right thing, then we got to execute them. It's that simple. But we did fairly well up to those. The last two are really the two primary ones.